Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the season of the crone. Now that we have entered the dark quarter of the year, we are in the season of the crone. We see images of the crone everywhere as we approach Halloween, but we may not recognize her as such, for she has been much demonized. This is because the crone is the witch, and nowadays the witch is pictured as an ugly old woman, dressed all in black, casting evil spells. But in earlier times, the witch was the one who communicated with the dead and was a revered member of the community. Indeed, the term witch comes from the old Germanic word vid, which means wisdom. In ancient matrifocal societies, these wise old women met together to govern, settle disputes, and hold the ceremonies that were sacred to their people. These witches were the crones, the wise women elders of their communities. The term crone comes from the Greek word for time and evokes the Greek goddess Rhea Kronia. Rhea Kronia was the ancient earth mother, and she was also the mother of time, which she created to keep the cycle of life ever turning. Rhea Kronia was also known as the Horned One, because she wore the crescent moon upon her head as a symbol of the passage of time that was manifested by the moon's cycles. After the advent of patriarchy, however, Rhea Kronia was forced to abdicate to Kronos, the new god of time. But the term crone remained as a word for a wise old woman. And it is worth noting that there has never been an equivalent term for a wise old man. Even the word sage, sometimes used to mean wise old man, actually came from a goddess, Saga, who was the keeper of wisdom in Old Norse tradition. The crone was wise because she was old, having walked upon the earth for many, many moons, and thus absorbed a great amount of the earth's wisdom into her body and spirit. She was also wise because, having passed through menopause, she now kept her wise blood within her. One of the crone's companions was the owl. In Latin, the word for both owl and crone is strix. The owl, like the crone, can see into the dark and beyond. The owl also appears to turn its head completely around, making it the perfect avatar for the all-seeing crone. The owl is so firmly linked to the wisdom goddess that no god ever took the owl for his emblem. The crone is many things besides a wise old woman. She is a magician and a shapeshifter who transforms things from one state into another. She is a huntress who gathers in all those whose time has come to die. And she is the dancer who dances in the graveyard to rekindle the flame of life. The crone gives energy and knowledge to those who need it. Thus, she is a healer, opening channels of renewal. She is also a teacher, imparting wisdom to those who are ready to receive it. And she is the shaman, seeing into other dimensions to get information. The dark quarter of the year, that period between the fall equinox and the winter solstice, was the season of the crone. Now the veil between mortal realm and spirit world was thin, and those who had the wisdom and energy could pass back and forth between these regions to convey messages, receive guidance, and affirm connections between the living and the dead. And the ones who could do this were the crones and the witches. However, the witch of today is merely a demonized caricature of these ancient benevolent beings. The occupation of crones and witches was to bring aid and comfort to people at all stages of life, death, and rebirth. But our modern characterization comes out of a society that no longer values elders, and in general views old people as irrelevant, and even worse, laughable. This is unfortunate for many reasons, and it is ironic, too, because despite this disrespect for old people, we all hope to live to a ripe old age, in other words, to become elders and crones ourselves. In this season of the crone, therefore, let us resolve to recapture a veneration for old age and the wisdom and experience that old age possesses. Let us seek out the crones and elders of our communities and learn ways to respect and honor them. And what of those disparaging images of witches that advertise the coming of Halloween? Let's replace them with images of wise and benevolent crones who would like to help us to become wise and benevolent too. Blessed be, you've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.